This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Are you easing up a little bit on the COVID-restricted life? Our new poll finds that many Americans are relaxing precautions taken during the pandemic and beginning to get back to some sort of normal. But some Americans are worried that COVID restrictions may have been lifted too soon. This is a new poll from the AP-NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Set your thermostats at 78 or higher and don't use your washing machine or your dishwasher. Just two of the things Californians are being asked to do as that brutal heat wave continues in the West. Las Vegas is expecting a high of 114 today. The Denver Zoo's Maura Davis says they're taking care of the animals and themselves as best they can in this heat wave.
We want to provide as clean of a space for the animals as possible. So we will go out and do the work we need to do within reason. If it is dangerous heat, you know, we will make a call.
She talked to KMGH-TV in Denver. The South is going to get slammed by heavy rain, storm surge, and flooding, says the National Weather Service, right through the weekend. A tropical storm warning is in effect for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. Here's our Tim McGuire.
People along the northern coast of the Gulf of Mexico are readying for a possible tropical storm that could be a major rainmaker. The National Hurricane Center has issued a tropical storm warning that runs from Intercoastal City, Louisiana, through New Orleans to the Alabama-Florida line. Forecasters say the system, off the Yucatan Peninsula, could bring up to a foot of rain starting Friday through the weekend.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she expects the Delta variant will become the dominant coronavirus strain in the U.S. She says it's hyper-transmissible, but the vaccines work against it. This is AP News. North Korea's leader is vowing to be ready for any confrontation with the United States. Our Charles de Ledesma is overseas with what Kim Jong-un is saying.
State media says Kim Jong-un has ordered his government to be prepared for both dialogue and confrontation with the Biden administration, but more for confrontation days after the U.S. and others urged the North to abandon its nuclear program and return to talks. Some experts say Kim's statement indicates he'll likely push to strengthen his nuclear arsenal and increase pressure on Washington to give up what North Korea considers a hostile policy toward the North, though he'll also prepare for talks to resume. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow gave up 210 points yesterday. The S&P was down about 2, and the Nasdaq was up 121 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.